Good morning. I hope you had a good rest, and I hope you've been able to be friendly with whatever feelings or experiences come up in you. Normally around the second and the third day, it's natural that more difficult experience try to be felt, and try to be felt by you. They've been trying for a while, and the more you get present, the more they will present themselves and say, "You've been avoiding me for a while. How about now?" So it's important to be friendly with whatever experience will arise in you this week and after that. So you might have noticed also that meditation gets easier when you're more present in your body. When you have some presence in your body, when you start to sit down, you're not just thinking for 20 minutes. In our work, we have a specific name for that. It's called pretending to meditate, where you sit silently, but basically you're just caught in thinking. So in order for us to have that support of being in our bodies, I'd like you to all to stand up. Maybe that's not a good idea. So let your feet be shoulder width apart. Allow your ankles and your knees to be soft and open so that you can bounce a little in your legs. Allow your jaw to relax. If you relax your jaw, then kifa, your jaw and your neck, that will help to access the tissues of your body more. If you don't want to do that, it's best to keep your jaws tight. If you don't want to be in your body, that helps. If you are interested in being in your body, it helps to let this part of your body and this part of your body be soft. So open your mouth and allow a few deep breaths through your mouth. Wonderful. A few more. When you inhale, you simply make space. When you exhale, you simply let go. Yeah. And in the breathing through your mouth, breathe through your mouth. Yeah. Include all the tissues of your body in the breathing. So breathe toward all the tissues. They are all included. Include your skin in the breathing. Soft neck, soft jaw. If you like, you can think of a few of your favorite problems and then exhale. Right. Our ego tends to have a few favorite problems that keep us tense. So for now, exhale and let them go. There's no need. This coming half hour is not much need for thinking. Okay, so I'd like you to keep your neck and your jaw relaxed and then gently allow a little shake in your body. And you want to have a bit of a spring in your legs, especially your knees. Gentle, we're not going anywhere. It's a friendly shaking. It's, you want to remind your body of its fluidity. Your body is mostly water, and it can feel like that. It can feel fluid. Gentle, friendly, fluid bag of water. Remember your jaw. Some people are tensing up in your jaw. Relax your jaw. When you relax your jaw, people think it lowers their IQ. But that's not true. It just helps you relax. Gentle shaking, soft neck. Beautiful. Let your jaw go. Breathe through your mouth. Okay. Now let the close your eyes and let the shaking get a little bit more free. A little bit more free. Yeah, more freedom in the shaking. And do it so that your body enjoys it. Yeah, it's not work. You can really enjoy it. Oh, yeah. Just become your body shaking. Fluid body. Beautiful. Yeah. So good to move a little. All this sitting and inquiring. Soft neck, soft jaw. Don't tense up your jaw and try to do it perfect. Relax. Gentle, friendly, fluid shaking. Yeah. And then you want to find out, is there any place in my body that's actually holding, that's not shaking? And allow a little bit of shake. Yeah. For example, your pelvis can shake. Yeah, pelvis can shake. Your whole spine can shake. The area between your shoulder blades, see if you can make that shake a little. That's where we hold everything together. See, can we get a little shake through that area? Very good, yeah. Keep your eyes closed. It's not what other people think of you. Just shake. Jaw. Oh, wonderful, yeah. Okay. And let the shaking gently get softer. Come back to silence. Sense your body. Feel the field of awareness and the energy in it. No need to control. Just gently be present. So presence is embodied awareness. Embodiment doesn't mean that all your awareness is in your body. It means that all of your body is in your awareness. Awareness is a bigger phenomenon. So now open your eyes. To meditate, it's also helpful not just to have inner space, to have a relaxed body, but it's also helpful to have energy. Ego survives on low energy. When we have a lot of energy inside, it helps us to expand in a bigger space. An essence is a much bigger space than ego. Put your hands together like this. And we're not going to namaste, but we're going to rub. All right. And it helps to breathe. If you want to create energy and fire, it needs oxygen. So you need to breathe. Yeah. If you do this well, your hands are going to get hot, and your shoulders, you're going to feel this area if you do it well. Yeah? Just keep going. Yeah? This is not fluid. This is about fire. Breathe. Yeah, I need to breathe a little more. Okay, good. Yeah. Don't try to get away with not creating energy and thinking to yourself, well, I'm not really awake yet. Keep going. If you start to feel your arms, good. Keep rubbing. It won't kill you. Keep rubbing. Okay, stop. Let your arms go. Feel the energy. So when we meditate, we want to be embodied. We want to have inner space, and we want to have some energy that supports us. It's very helpful to not judge yourself. Judging is one of the most effective ways to contract yourself. It's really very intelligent to be friendly with yourself. That keeps you having a bigger inner space. Fold your hands together like this, and stretch to the ceiling in a friendly way so that you feel your body actually likes it. Yeah, you can complain a little if you like. Sunday morning. Yeah, and you can complain a little to the left and to the right. Use your breath. When you stretch, use your breath. Okay, let go again. Feel your shoulders. Then I'd like you to close your eyes, sense your whole body, and allow your body weight to shift to the left. Let all your body weight go into your left foot. But I'd like your upper body to stay aligned with gravity. So your upper body stays straight. Don't become like the Tower of Pisa. Straight. And then you go to the left, to the right, sorry. Again, relax your jaw. You don't want to do it with tension, but relaxed. Go back to the left. Gently sinking. Stay straight in your upper body. Wonderful. Then inhale, go up. Exhale, go down. Inhale up, exhale, land your weight in the other foot. Keep your upper body straight. Go up and go down. Wonderful. Then I'd like you to find your own rhythm. I'd like you to sense your body and follow your own breath rhythm. In is up, out, down. Yeah, don't do it with your hips. You stay look straight. And then all the way in here. Not this. Yeah? Okay. Find your own gentle rhythm. Breath and movement. Upper body stays straight. Inhale, up, exhale. Weight in one leg. Inhale. Sense your whole body. No need for thinking. Sense your body. Friendly, present. And then come back to the middle. Sense your whole body. And then ask your body to stay present for the meditation, the sitting meditation that we'll start doing. So you can ask your body in a present aware way to find a position on a pillow or a chair that supports you to sit. And your body knows what position is helpful for you to be present. And today we'll continue with our practice, which is actually a preparation for meditation, the practice of gathering our attention in our belly. And today we're going to start in a very specific way. We're going to go in increments, meaning we're going to first start together to see if we can sit centered in our belly center for 1 minute. See if we can do that. So bring your awareness to your belly. Close your eyes. Relax your jaw. Allow yourself to be friendly and gentle with whatever you experience, whatever your mind produces in thoughts. And then you, for the coming minute, you simply follow the movement of breath in your belly. That was a minute. So relax your concentration. You might have noticed that it's not even that easy to stay for a minute. So we're going to do half a minute now. See if you can stay present for a half a minute in your belly. Was a little more than half a minute. So during the coming 10 minutes, I'd like you to guide yourself in a friendly way. Whenever you are present in your belly, simply relax. Just stay there. Whenever you feel that you get caught in distractions and thoughts, you simply notice it and in a friendly way come back to your belly. We'll start and end our meditation with a little bell. notice your mind tries to seduce you, to give attention to its content, treat it like a young dog. Be gentle and firm. Not now. Come back to your belly. Keep relaxing back into your belly. We'll sit for one more minute. Let yourself concentrate this 1 minute. Gently reside in your belly. It's the end of our morning meditation. We want to ask you to stay in silence during breakfast, and we would also recommend you to stay in touch with your body. Allow yourself to continue simply being present and sensing yourself while you're having breakfast. And we'll see you back here in an hour, 9:30.